not sit in this meeting unless you think I must. I think it's important that the point of focus be Ken.
Sure.
And to the extent possible, if you can wean them all from anybody else to him, it will enhance his effectiveness. They're going through a transfer time now where I think whatever signal you give them about Ken will be important. He's taking hold well, and I think it's coming nicely, but this will cement it.
Yeah. I have to do CE again at 4 o'clock. I hope
right.
These guys don't expect a long
chance. No. They have a tightly prepared meeting, and you just turn it over to Ken. It's Ken. He'll moderate it, and he'll keep it moving and have you out by the time you want to be out.
Should I say something at the beginning about him or at the end?
I think so. Well, either way, whichever. Well, they'll want to talk to you about intergovernmental relations. That's one of the two agenda items that they have. The other is politics. Bush should come first because he has to leave right away. So I think if you were to say nothing at the beginning, but respond to their presentation on intergovernmental relations, which will be the second and last item on the agenda.
The idea, of course, is they're wanting to have evidence. If some do, it's nuts. They probably don't realize he's never done a goddamn thing.
That's right.
Except for bringing complaints.
That's
right. For the anti-violence in the action, they call over here.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to tell them. I said that Cole's in this office all the time. And I'll say,
you'll say that. That's all you...
Cole's in here.
That'll do it.
We just needed... I tell you, I basically just said we need a stand man. Otherwise, they get memorandum from the vice president and I. It goes through the other level, and I need a man right close to me.
That'll do it. That's perfect.
What about you?
Yeah, great game.
Well, actually, you really wonder why people... Well, I guess being governor is important. They really, a governor has a lot of purposes. They don't have the Washington glamour and all the senator and the rest, but a senator and a congressman where he lives in a very, very shoddy way compared to a governor.
Yep. Yep.
The governor's got a car and he's got a servant and he's got a house.
The governor, though, is like the senator. He needs to rub on you.
Even the governor.
Yep. Incidentally, the speaker totally disgraced the Congress last night at this time thing.
Drunk?
No, not really. He gave the most intemperate and ill-considered speech I ever heard.
Okay.
It was just an unmasking of the weakness of the leadership of the Congress.
Yeah. He spoke in that speech.
Yeah.
How many were there?
500.
Where the hell was it?
The National Portrait Gallery.
Was it publicized?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I guess I can see it.
Lots of notoriety, but no coverage. Yeah, Time Magazine's 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Very fancy dinner. And they called on Scott and Albert as the principal speakers. Scott was witty and light, and Albert was a demagogue. And then Jerry Ford got up with two or three other congressmen for 2 minute talks. And Ford carried the day.
How did he carry it?
He was wise, he was moderate, he was brief, and he was very well organized. Just laid in the aisle. He was
what's the trouble with John Speaker? Insecure.
Yeah, I was just gonna say he's got a sense of inadequacy, I think.
He's trying to prove by his little banner.
Waved his arms, yelled, hollered, overstated the case to the point of being ridiculous.
You mean about withholding?
No, about how great the Congress was, and how diligent the congressmen were, and how bright they were, and how reform-minded they were, and how they were meeting the nation's challenges. At one point he was going on and on, and Peter Lisagor, who was there, broke out and laughed.